Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host, and I am thrilled to have you here today for another episode on the Gastric Health Show. I have been a bariatric dietitian for over 20 years and still see patients a couple days a week at the center that I have worked at for a very long time and with the same surgeons over these years. And I've learned a lot, and that's where our website, wlsguthealth.com, we offer you lots of resources and references to help you along this way on your journey. And we know that you are very health conscious and concerned about learning as much as you can so that you can make weight loss surgery successful for you. And we are excited that you found us, and we make it a priority to have valuable information that is relevant to what you are experiencing after weight loss surgery. I just basically take what I learn seeing so many patients over these years, you know, all the things that I've learned that I, you know, feel like you need to have as a kind of a reference point. We want to be the site that can give you, you know, any of the nutrition and lifestyle knowledge that you need to kind of help you throughout this journey as you're getting started with weight loss surgery, or if you're years out and you're just wanting to, you know, stay on the cutting edge of what is new with weight loss surgery. Hopefully that's what you will find at our site. So check us out at wlsguthealth.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube under the Gastric Health Show. All those, you can find us there. And we, you know, post things periodically throughout every week so that you can kind of follow along and learn as you go. And we would love for you all to join us in all those platforms. So anyway, so today's topic, you know, we've talked a lot about probiotics. We've talked a little bit about digestive enzymes and really helping you get a good understanding of what your body needs to digest and absorb nutrition so that you maximize your health after weight loss surgery. And that's kind of the goal. I mean, weight loss surgery is a tool, and you get to decide what you do with that tool. And if you are one that you are super, you know, health conscious and you're super conscientious about what you are doing, after weight loss surgery, then, you know, you're seeking that knowledge, and you're seeking the reasons of what could stop you or what could prevent you from hitting your goal. And what is it that takes you off track? And I will tell you, nutrition is a piece of that. And digestion is the bigger piece of that. So it can totally, you know, take control of your cravings. It can totally, you know, your digestion and your microbiome and all that can really make a difference in how you make the right food choices and how good you feel so that you, you know, have all the energy that you want to have and need to have to function and do everything that you want in life. That is a huge piece of it. So that's what we try to cover on all these episodes of the Gastric Health Show, so that you have those resources to learn new things and take it back to your healthcare team, your bariatric team, whoever's it, you know, you've partnered with to be, you know, guiding you with your health, you know, take it back to them and, you know, present some of these things as as ways of maybe, hey, I might need some support with some digestive enzymes, or hey, I think I really do need a good probiotic. You know, what are your thoughts? What would you recommend? And make sure that you're doing what's best for your health, and you're with your bariatric team where they're monitoring your blood work and your labs, and just looking at your overall health picture. So hopefully today's topic is four secret benefits of digestive enzymes after weight loss surgery. And that kind of helps you see the big picture. I'm trying to pull all this together with the whole digestion piece. It's two separate systems that are connected. So your stomach does a part and your intestines does a part, but one isn't more valuable than the other. They're equally valuable. They just have different jobs. And if one job isn't done, it messes up the other person's job. So, and I think you could all relate to that. It probably your job. If, you know, somebody doesn't show up, it messes up your job. So that's what's happening sometimes in your digestion. Somebody's not showing up, and it's a raw material, a raw ingredient that isn't showing up to do their job. And now your other you are having to try to figure out how to do this somewhat in a way that your body can at least benefit. So these four benefits of digestive enzymes are going to help tie this all together so that you get the full picture of digestion. So the first one is improve meat tolerance. And this is a common problem. I'm not just right after surgery. I can see it kind of slowly progress as the months go and they come back for visits. It's interesting to kind of see, you know, as soon as I have somebody say, oh, I really don't like meat anymore. I just, you know, it just feels so heavy and it just, you know, gets stuck. It just doesn't feel good. And I don't know, I just really want to avoid it. I just try to avoid it. I know I need it, but I just really can't do it. Or I may even have somebody that just says, oh gosh, I cannot do it at all. There's just no way. The thought of it, I just have this aversion to meat and I just have no desire to eat it anymore. And to me, those are red flags. That is kind of some evidence that we've got some issues going with your body having everything it needs to digest food. So one, you want to make sure that you're checking with your bariatric team and making sure that you don't have any ulcers or anything in that aspect, so that you're covering all your bases. But, you know, if you are really struggling with meat, that is a red flag that you might need some digestive enzymes to help support that. Meat is heavy. Those dense structures, so chicken, pork, scrambled eggs is very common, and that's not a really dense texture, but that scrambled egg is very common of not being tolerated. You know, beef, like a beef roast or those dense meats, those that are harder to chew and harder to digest, those are, you know, definitely part of it. So whenever you have any issues with meat, that throws a red flag for me. That's just saying, okay, what's going on? Let's go through a few more questions. Let's go through a few more things and let's figure out what it is that you need to make sure that you are, tolerating the meat okay. Because I will tell you, when it comes to blood work, meat is king. It always does a fabulous job compared to protein shakes or protein bars. If I have somebody that's like, yeah, I just don't eat meat much. You know, I don't even eat it every day, or I don't make it a priority every week. I just don't have it. Those are the people that struggle with their protein levels. So if that's you, you really need to look into some digestive enzymes so that you can get the support that you need so that you can tolerate eating meat like you're supposed to. The second one is just protein absorption. So not only will it make you feel better when you have those dense meats, it will actually improve your labs. And I've seen this frequently with blood work when it comes to protein levels and other vitamins and minerals. It will actually improve those numbers sometimes really quickly and sometimes not as quickly. So it just depends. If I'm giving somebody a digestive enzyme and they are taking one at every meal and they really need to take two at every meal, but they just don't want to, or they don't want to spend the money on it, that makes it complicated because they may... It may be that we don't see the jumps in the numbers as quickly, and it's because they just need a little more support. One thing that you can always do that takes no pills at all is making sure that you're chewing your food. That's your first defense with digestion. That's the first thing you can do that will improve your digestion is just really chewing the food well. And then that way it has, the ability to be broken down easier once it gets to your stomach. So only taking a few chews of a piece of meat especially isn't an ideal situation. So make sure you're chewing your food well, and then consider taking digestive enzymes if you're struggling with the meat tolerance or your protein levels are low. The next is improve mineral absorption. A lot of people don't think about this, but so our stomach is where we release stomach acid, and that stomach acid is what allows your body to take the minerals off of food and supplements. So if you are not getting, if you don't have enough stomach acid, you're going to have issues with iron and calcium, magnesium, zinc, B12, and folate. So those minerals and then those B vitamins, those are ones that are impacted when you're not digesting the food right. Your body is going to have a hard time keeping those levels adequate if you aren't digesting the food. So if you are having problems with iron deficiency or maybe some bone health issues, maybe you are having osteopenia, you've been diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, those make a huge difference with the uptake and the absorption of those minerals. Magnesium. So let me give you some symptoms. So magnesium, you can think of muscle cramps. So if you're having lots of muscle cramps, you would want to think about magnesium and that being absorbed. Another thing I'm going to throw out here is if you're taking PPIs, so proton pump inhibitors, those are things like Nexium, Prevacid, Omeprazole, those type of medications that you get from your doctor, those actually will increase these mineral deficiencies as well. So if you've had weight loss surgery and you're also taking these PPIs, your chances of having these deficiencies are a lot higher because you are interfering with that digestion and absorption process. So keep that in mind. But iron, symptoms of iron is bruising. You're going to feel real tired. You can feel real dizzy and lightheaded. Your hair, you're going to lose your hair with that. So if you're having any of those symptoms, you need to get with your bariatric team and have them check your iron levels. Calcium, it's hard to manage calcium because you can't look at just the blood levels of calcium because those levels are so tightly regulated by your body that you can't wait till it drops. When it's dropping, you already have osteoporosis. It's too late. So you have to kind of look at other indicators. But some symptoms, you can get some muscle twitching, like your face and in other muscles. You can have, especially like your eyes and stuff, twitching in your eyes. And also bone pain. Hip pain, bone pain, that type of thing would be a sign of it. Also like a cramp that it won't even move, like your hands or your toes, they're like curling in. Those can be calcium related. Magnesium is the muscle cramps, and then zinc. So zinc is another mineral that is a common deficiency after surgery. And that some symptoms are you lose your sense of taste. Things just don't taste like they used to. You can have these ridges or lines on your nails going up and down, not across, but vertical, and really fine white spots. So any white spots are signs that you have a zinc deficiency. And that's, if you have any of those are, you know, some evidence that, hey, I may not be absorbing enough from my food, and I might need to support it with some digestive enzymes to help boost that. And then B12 and folate, you can think of energy for both of those. I can't think of any of the others, but, you know, energy for sure. So making sure that you pay attention to your symptoms, making sure that your bariatric team is asking you these symptoms. Make sure that they're asking you these questions when you go in. Every time I see a patient for every visit, I go through a whole gamut of symptoms that I'm covering and making sure that, hey, do you have any signs or symptoms of vitamin deficiencies? And then that way I can order the blood work that I need to make sure that they are, treated as quickly as possible. And I'm making sure that we're not letting anything get out of control and we're catching it quickly. So all those can be impacted and improved with just a digestive enzyme. All those are better with a digestive enzyme. And then the fourth one is improved constipation and diarrhea. So, you know, who knew, right, that your digestion, what is happening in your stomach and what the materials that digestive enzymes could play a role in your ability to have a good bowel movement every day and making sure you're not having too many bowel movements every day. That's kind of the key thing. So constipation is a very common problem, and that is something that digestive enzymes play a role in. Probiotics help. Digestive enzymes, put those together, and it's like magic because you're giving your body what it needs to digest the foods. And you can have, if you don't have enough bile, if you don't have enough bile, so that's from your gallbladder and your liver. If you don't have enough of that, it kind of can cement in your intestines, because they turn into what's called soaps. Those fats, when they're not emulsified correctly, then they just sit in there. And so that's where, you know, the digestive enzymes, when they have some ox bile in them, it really makes a difference with you having good bowel movements every day and preventing that constipation. And then, you know, diarrhea, that can be a sign that you're not signaling the pancreas to release all the enzymes to digest the foods. So you can easily take a digestive enzyme to help support that, because it's going to give you all the enzymes to digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And that's what the pancreas does. It squirts out the enzymes to digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And that's, you know, it dumps it into the intestines. It just hooks right into your intestines. And that will help you so that you can have a good bowel movement every single day without effort. And you're not having too many bowel movements every day where it's watery. And that's what you don't want. You just want to be able to have a bowel movement with no effort and no work, and it's just simple. So digestive enzymes are a huge player for weight loss surgery patients, and I think you just have to think out of the box and look at what your symptoms are saying and, you know, take the plunge and try some digestive enzymes. We are working real hard to get the digestive enzymes available for you, because they're not all equal. And it's hard to find the digestive enzymes that have all the raw materials that your body needs, and making sure that you are, you know, hitting all of these. It has some acid, has some ox bile, has the enzymes to digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and that's key. And then there's some people that they need to ditch the BT and HCL, and I don't know about the ox bile. That one's pretty needed. And, you know, making sure it has the pepsin, and those are all needed. It's just, you got to have the right stuff. So we're working now to make that available to you so that you have it. So stay tuned. Make sure that you get on our newsletter so that you are first to learn about it when it's available. So if you are needing that, We hopefully will have that very, very soon. And that way you won't miss out. But if you find that you are needing that, you know, that's what you need to look into is some digestive enzymes and getting that on board. And you just take a pill at each meal, you know, just kind of follow the directions on the label or by your healthcare professional and making sure that you put the right stuff in at the right time. So I hope I've given you some, you know, good information that you find useful after weight loss surgery and help you kind of maximize your health. That's the whole purpose is we want to maximize your health. You guys have worked so hard and you do such a fabulous job and you are on top of your health goals and you're ready to change and you're wanting to change. And we want to be that support for you in that resource so that you can have everything you need to keep moving through, moving right along through everything. So email us. We'd love to chat with any of you. Get on any of our social media platforms under the Gastric Health Show at Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and we would love to chat with any of you. So I hope you've had a great week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.